TalkZone.com!
Welcome to the Kingspin Radio Show Halloween Party. We'll start the fun and scares in just a few minutes, but first let's learn all about Halloween, shall we? Halloween, my favorite time of year. The nights are a little bit colder, a little bit darker. The shadows, a little longer. But don't worry, that shadow, probably just the car passing by. Probably. It's all in fun, but Halloween has a history that goes back hundreds, even thousands of years, to the Roman festival of Pomona, the goddess of fruits and seeds, while others argue that it holds its roots in the Festival of the Dead, a holiday that has been celebrated all over the world for centuries as a way of honoring the dead after every harvest, the last one being in October. Historians believe that Halloween most likely owes its popularity to the Celtic Festival of Samhain. The Festival of Samhain celebrates the end of the lighter half of the year and the beginning of the darker half, and is sometimes regarded as the Celtic New Year. It also closely coincides with the Catholic holiday All Souls Day on November 2nd, based on the doctrine that the souls of the faithful who at death have not been cleansed were to be trapped in purgatory. The ancient Celts believed that the border between this world and the other world became thin on Samhain, allowing spirits, both harmless and harmful, to pass through. Family ancestors were honored and invited home, but it is believed that the need to ward off harmful spirits led to the wearing of costumes and masks. The idea was to disguise oneself as a harmful spirit and thus avoid harm. In Scotland, men impersonated the spirits by dressing in white and wearing masks or veils. The word Halloween comes from the 16th century Scottish for All Hallows' Even or Evening. The spelling progressively shrank the Halloween, indicating the removal of the V, and then eventually to the spelling we use today. Most of the symbols we use for Halloween formed over several centuries and borrow from customs of medieval holy days and contemporary cultures. The practice of memorializing the souls in purgatory with candle lanterns carved from turnips became adapted into the making of jack-o'-lanterns. In Celtic tradition, large turnips were used in place of pumpkins, which are associated with Halloween in North America, where pumpkins are both readily available and much larger, making them easier to carve. Trick-or-treating is always the first thing we think of when we say Halloween. This fun tradition began when children would go in costume from house to house asking, "Trick or treat?" The word trick refers to a threat to perform mischief on the homeowners or their property if no treat is given. In some parts of Scotland, children still go guising. In this custom, the child performs some sort of trick, such as singing a song or telling a ghost story, to earn their treats. The practice of dressing up in costumes and begging door-to-door for treats on holidays dates back to the Middle Ages. Trick-or-treating is similar to the late medieval practice of souling, when the poor would go door-to-door in Hallow Mass, celebrated on November 1st, and ask for food in return for prayers for the dead to help the lost souls escape purgatory and enter into heaven. Whether you dress up for a costume party or take your kids trick-or-treating, try to remember to be safe. Remember that there will be children out, especially in residential areas. If you attend parties, make sure to moderate your drinking and never drink and drive. Parents, be sure to always stay near your children and to keep a watchful eye on the road. Make sure all candy is safe. This means you may have to eat your fair share, for safety, of course, before your kids eat it. Kids will be trick-or-treating around dusk. Have a happy and safe Halloween, and now, let me officially welcome you to the Geek Speak Radio Show Halloween Party.
Talk Zone presents the Geek Speak Radio Show with your hosts, Henry and Romo. Your top spot for everything entertainment and pop culture, including TV, movies, comics, casting news, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Henry and Romo.
And we're back on the Geek Speak Radio Show, the Halloween show.
Yes.
Look outside. It just got dark again. We have thunder, lightning coming.
And a storm.
Yeah, and ghosts. You know, I got to send a note to Andrew Garfield, because as you can see, I kind of took my costume off a little.
Yeah, I noticed.
This thing is hot.
Yeah, I mean, what's even in the padding for the muscles?
Padding.
I mean, that's probably what's making you hot.
Yeah. You can ask my wife what else makes me hot. But welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show. Like I said, hey, I'm going to drop another Andrew Garfield because Tobey Maguire can probably tell him about this. This thing is pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
And as he told, as Tobey Maguire told us in Spider-Man 2, it tends to write up also. That was one of the deleted scenes. Yes, we are geeks. And this is our favorite holiday, Halloween. Yeah. This is our Christmas. You can hear the kids over there. That's who it's for. We are waiting for Captain Howdy to give us a call.
Yes.
And she will. Eileen Deeds, trying to get a hold of her. Maybe her phone is possessed again.
Yeah, I got to call the PG&E later on and tell them to check their spirit lines, you would say.
Yeah. So while we wait, how about we get another story?
Yes.
From my sister-in-law, who's also here.
Nice.
So maybe what you tell is some of your scary stuff. Now, don't bring anything in here. I don't want my studio possessed.
Something already came with me. Just kidding.
That's your son. What's the matter with you?
I guess the most recent one was about 6 years ago when I came back from Germany. The day was the day that my uncle had passed away, who I have not met. Those were the days when they were back where I had a pager. So that night when
What is it with you guys that every time something happens, somebody's dying. See why I don't want them around me? Because I don't want to die.
Yeah.
You're not going to die.
I mean,
I will tell you if you will.
You know, pagers died, right?
Yeah.
Right? Pagers are
dead.
They're dead.
That's to set the scene how long ago it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty long ago, I think 2000 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had come home from Germany that evening, and my pager went off about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, who's paging me? Nothing was on. I turned it off, and then it paged me again, and nothing was on my little pager. It just kept on beeping. So I took out the battery, and it kept on paging me.
Wow.
So,
That's creepy.
It was pretty creepy. I actually slept in my
break this thing before the show's over.
Yeah.
Bed left that night. But yeah, that was one of the stories.
And you still don't know what it was? I mean,
I have no idea. My mom was like, oh, this was the day that your uncle had passed away and whatnot. But I was just freaked out. I took out the battery and I was like, this thing shouldn't be working. But it just kept on paging me.
Yeah.
I threw it across the room and I was like, forget this.
Do you think it was, you know, your machine? Because normally your machines or your appliances start acting weird when the spirit comes in contact with it. Do
you think phones.
Yeah, do you think something was trying to communicate with you?
Possibly, but I have no idea what it was. That was probably the most freakiest thing that actually happened to me besides.
How about you tell everybody this one? Told me this when you were in college and I went to pick you up one time.
What?
You were asleep, you woke up, and some old lady was coming towards you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was asleep, I woke up, there was just this crazy lady coming toward me. I was kind of like, who are you? And she's like,
I'm the landlady. Where's my rent?
I had never seen her before. She was just talking to me like I was, I don't know what she was trying to communicate.
Rent.
What does she look like, though? I mean, can you give us a description? Was she real or was she, like, transparent when you could see through her?
She was a little bit transparent. It was pretty dark, but I could see the facial expression. I won't ever forget that face, though.
You should try to go meet someone and they could, you know, like, what they do for crime scenes and have someone, try to print it out. Yeah, and have someone try to put that face in your mind into reality and so you actually can see what it really looks like.
I mean, I think that face is already in her mind.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever forget that face.
Wow, was it what kind of lady was it and how old?
She was pretty old.
Asked her for a blood type and everything.
But she didn't really have like colors on her. It was kind of just like a weird darkened
uh-oh.
Yeah.
Thing.
What's that?
I'm broken. I was going to hit the bone. I was going to break this thing before the show was over.
Yeah.
So anyway, again, we are waiting for Captain Howdy. You guys know her as the Demon. Not Linda Blair. Eileen Deeds. We'll give her a call, or maybe she'll call in. You guys want to call in, 888-GO-FOR-IT is the number, 888-463-6748. Shoot us some emails, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. You say no. How about you? That's the scariest movie ever, The Exorcist.
Who, me? Yeah.
Are you?
I guess so.
You guess so?
Dun, dun, dun.
What's scarier?
I didn't like The Exorcist, but...
When your kid gets hungry, that's really scary.
You know, one of the scariest scenes from that film has to be her head spinning and her throwing up that oatmeal puke out of anywhere, and including the crucifix. But still, the point is that the role of Pazuzu was never seen before in any horror film. Her character was the one that set the boundaries for scaring people. You can, and everyone could agree too, because the scariest thing is coming in contact with that itself, Pazuzu. I mean, everyone could agree with her. I mean, what do you think? What do you have to say about that, Damien?
About what now? Repeat that again, please.
Oh, I was talking about Pazuzu.
Oh.
You know, how scary, just that role in general.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It set the boundary for any horror film. And it's never, yeah, you get all these slasher films, right? You know, but no one has put it to that level where she has put it at with Pazuzu.
Oh man, let's not talk about that. I'm still trying to get over those scary dreams about that, man. For real, man. Scary, 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 man.
What do you think, Mabel? As far as Pazuzu, when you first saw it, I mean, what was your first reaction to it?
Usually with scary films, I laugh, actually.
I'm the same way, too.
Wow.
I don't know how else to react to it. I mean, some things make me actually scared, but...
I jump. I just get scared.
I think that's more of the sound than anything.
Yeah, and that's what makes those movies, too, is also the sound.
Yeah. The sound and all that.
It's because it adds to, you know, the suspense. And it's trying to... And a lot of times, you know, one thing that I would laugh with scary movies because of the music in the sound. And you already know what's coming. And so one thing's, I mean, a perfect time, like, you know, I'll be able to react a lot faster than everyone. So with my reaction, I'll scare them.
Right.
Or try to scare them because I know what's going to happen because I'm listening to the soundtrack.
Right.
And do you guys love scaring people or do it on your own?
Yeah, I like scaring people. I like coming up from behind and just, just getting them like, hey, you know, matter of fact, I just did that to one of the little kids that was just here.
Well, let me ask you this. Has anyone scared you guys the most, really, really bad, that just got you and you were, you know, you knew in your head that you were going to get them back?
My dad used to scare me all the time. He used to scare me. He used to just come up from behind and just pick me up like, ah! You know, and matter of fact, especially during Halloween, it was a trip because he was Freddy Krueger for Halloween, and he came up for me, and I was like, ah!
Yeah, for me, it was going to my grandma's house, and inside her garage, you had to go in the garage to get inside the house, and it would always be dark, so I would always hide behind the truck. And when people were walking through, I would jump out and scare them. I got them so many times. I think I set a record for scaring, you know, my whole family.
That should scare you guys. What does that tell you when you hear that?
Run.
What can you think of?
I run.
So on the phone, once again, Eileen Deeds, who played the demon Captain Howdy in The Exorcist. Eileen, you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Finally, they got you. The ghosts have been playing with our phones all day.
We work on our phones. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, really. So anyway, thanks a lot for coming again. And let's talk, what else? The Exorcist. So for those of you who weren't here the first time, tell us real quick how you got the role, how you came to L.A. and ended up getting the role of the demon.
Okay, well, we shot the film in New York and in Washington. That's where the steps are. But we shot in New York City and in Washington, so I didn't come out to L.A. for a while after that. Very briefly, I was doing a play, and an agent saw me in the play, and there was an audition notice, for this part. I went to the casting director, and we talked for a while. She asked me to go home and read the book. I did. I came back. I did some improvisations for her and where I played actually the little girl and the demon. And then I went to a hotel, and I met Billy Friedkin, of course, the director, and Ellen Burstyn and Linda Blair and Dick Smith, the makeup artist. Went to the makeup artist's amazing studio in upstate New York, where he had life masks of people like Marlon Brando, Dustin Hoffman, just little people like that. And then we did a screen test, and I got the part.
Yeah, and let's point this out again. We did last time, but in case people don't know, you're not Linda Blair's double. You're actually the demon, right?
Thank you so much. Yeah, doubles are extra work, and they call me stunt double, and I've never been a stunt person. And doubles are extra work, and I've never done extra work. So yes, I played the demon that possessed Reagan, and so I started doing those possession scenes after she was possessed. I was made up, obviously, to look just like her.
Yeah, I have your website up on geekspeakradioshow.com, and all of you guys have the Blu-ray and also the old DVD that came out. On one of the covers, I forget which one it is, there's a picture of Regan when she's had her hands up in the air and Pazuzu's next to her. That's actually Eileen, not Linda Blair, right?
That's me, yeah. That's a picture. It's interesting. The picture where I'm facing Pazuzu, right, with the bandages coming off the wrist.
Yeah.
Warner Bros. Decided to use that picture for all their advertising, and they have an absolute wonderful, wonderful flyer out. You know, one of those hard flyers from Warner Brothers where they're advertising their Blu-ray, and they use of all the pictures in the movie, that's the picture they use on it. It's really impressive.
And yeah, then it is an iconic picture. That's what probably use it.
Oh yeah, it's on the back of the new. It's also on the back of the new Blu-ray, and on the, I guess you know that they also have, I like to call it the version you've never seen before, if you've seen the version that they call the version you've never seen before. But they have a new, excuse me, did you follow that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They have a new DVD out that's not the Blu-ray, that it's remastered, and they have the additional scenes in there that they have in the Blu-ray. I don't know if I'm giving anything away to tell you where the additional scenes are, but they're there, and it's a really neat copy, and it doesn't have the extras in it that they have in the Blu-ray, but it's a really nice copy, and the Blu-ray packaging is just amazing. I love it. They have a little booklet inside between the disc that is the movie and the disc that's the backstage extras, and it opens up with a picture of the face of death in red.
Yeah.
And then they have some trivia, and yeah, I am mentioned in both the extras and the trivia.
Yeah, because you were credited in the original film, right?
No, that was an agreement that we made before we shot, because they thought it would be scarier if they thought that that Linda did all the work in the film. So me and my agent made that agreement before we started shooting, not knowing that The Exorcist was going to become The Exorcist. So what can you do?
Yeah, and we're talking to Eileen Deeds, who played the demon, Captain Howdy, in The Exorcist. When was the first time that you, after you filmed all your scenes, when was the first time you saw the completed film for the first time, and what was your reaction?
I'm sorry, say it again?
What was the first time you saw the completed film, and what was your reaction to it?
We all went to a screening of it at a theater on, I don't know where it was. I think it was on the west side, at the east side, someplace in this big theater, and it was full. And I don't know about, I mean, I thought it was scary. I thought it was well done, certainly. excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. I'm not sure anybody knew, even after we saw the screening, that the reaction to the film would be what it was. Because we were all so familiar with it, you know? And, I mean, we shot it, so we knew how it was being shot and how it was put together. And so I don't really know. I certainly thought it was a really good, well-made horror film.
Eileen, it's Romo.
The scariest movie of all time, you know? The scariest movie of all time. I don't know if any of us knew that.
Yeah. Well, I know this is the scariest movie for me of all time in your role as Pazuzu. I wanted to know how long did it take for you to get into the behind the makeup chair, getting in the role for Pazuzu?
3.5 hours.
Three and a half hours
when it was made up to look like Reagan. The makeup that's actually Pazuzu, the Captain Howdy makeup, that was done the last day of shooting. And it was supposed to be just a makeup test, and they decided to put it on film, and it's become the face of The Exorcist, as you know. That's the most iconic face in the film. That when I do horror shows, everybody comes up to me and tells me that that is the face that made the film for them. And that was a last-minute addition. That was probably just about an hour and a half on that. Except I tried to do that for Halloween one year, and it's virtually impossible. It takes a makeup artist to put that together.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure everybody's tried it one time for Halloween, and it's kind of impossible to do. Now, Linda Blair gets all the credit, of course, but it was your work and also Mercedes McCambridge's great voice work that actually is what scared everybody. Nowadays, you go out to conventions and everything. Where's the next time we can see you at a convention?
Oh, I've just done three. Actually, I went to Spain and to the Sitges Horror Festival at the beginning of the month. That was incredible. I put my feet into the Mediterranean. And then I did a show in Boston, a show in Texas. So the next show I'm doing is in London. That's pretty far to go. But I suspect hopefully I'll be at Horror Hound in March and at a tattoo show in Tennessee. So look to my webpage. It's EileenDeese.com. And look to my webpage anyway. It's EileenDeese.com. And those shows aren't up there yet, but they will be up there.
Yeah, and I have that linked up on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com so you guys can go on there and take a look at everything. Eileen, let me ask you one more thing. From all the appearances you've made, what is the strangest question or request you've had from an Exorcist fan?
To sign a poster that says, your mother does funny things in hell. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Your mother does in hell.
Yeah.
And a couple people have asked me to sign posters, and I really didn't want to. And so I said, well, I won't do it except if you pay me $100. Because I didn't think anybody would pay me $100 to sign a poster. And so he said, yes. And so I did. I guess ethics go out the window when money is involved.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the story. Everybody asked me to turn my head.
That's a story for all of us.
I won't do that except for like $200, and no one's ever offered me that.
So again, Eileen Deetz, who played Pazuzu, Captain Howdy in The Exorcist. Thanks a lot, Eileen.
Really,
I know you got to run because you are in demand today. So thanks a lot for coming on and speaking to us a little bit about The Exorcist.
Well, that wasn't 20 minutes. Is there anything else you need to ask me?
Oh, you can talk about whatever you want then.
No, I got until 12:30 my time.
Oh, okay. Look at that. Yeah, I was told that you're kind of – and then understandable. It is Halloween. You are in demand today, so that's probably why.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so
my manager, Chris Rowe, I'm taking his kids to a haunted house tonight in Pasadena. If any of you listeners live in California or live near Pasadena, it's a really great haunted house. It's underneath a bank, of all things, in Old Town, Pasadena. And if you want to look it up, it's called oldtownhaunt.com. And I will be there. I'll be there early because I'm shooting a film starting tomorrow. So I'm going to get the kids there early, get them home so I can sleep and make an early call in the morning. So I've been really busy. I mean, this whole month has been fabulous.
Yeah. Well, since we do have a few minutes, I actually was going to ask you about your sister, because a lot of people may not know that you actually have a twin sister. So tell us about your sister.
Oh, well, there's really not a heck of a lot to say. We were born identical, but our lives have gone in totally different directions. My sister lives in Port Orange, and she's got three kids, and she's just very much like a housewife. She writes for, I think a local paper down there. The best fun she had is when I was on General Hospital, and I was on General Hospital when the show was just incredibly popular. I played a character named Sarah, who was in a mental hospital. For all you older people out there that are listening, and so she got recognized a lot. And they said, God, you look familiar. And she said, well, I'm the sister of, the twin sister of Eileen who plays Sarah on General Hospital. And she used to sign autographs like that. So, you know, my older sister, however, is a writer. And she's written like 16 books. And one of them is called 50 Cents for Your Soul. And first, it's inspired by The Exorcist. It's a lot of fun. And there's a Billy Freakin character and a Linda Blair character. And it's a mystery because the Billy Freakin character gets killed in the beginning of the book. The first five chapters or four chapters are really how I got the job, how I was, you know, I was talking to you about that. Well, I have the books here in my storage area. And if anybody's interested in them, go to my website at eileendeets.com. My email's on there. You can also go to Facebook. This is such an advertisement. You can go to Facebook. All of you who want to be friends on Facebook, simply Eileen Deets. Twitter is Queen of Screams. If you go to Facebook, I am writing a book. It's going to be called, probably be called Tales of Terror and Levity from the Set of The Exorcist, since there's a lot of books written on the film, but nobody who is actually on the set. And if any of you guys want to write me on Facebook and tell me, ask me questions or tell me experiences that you had after you saw the movie, I'm going to have a whole chapter on how the movie affected people. And if you want to go to Facebook and send me that stuff, go ahead, be my friend.
Yeah, we'll put up a link to that after the show. We're talking to Eileen Deets, actress from The Exorcist and many other films. Roma, go ahead.
Eileen, I wanted to know, in your character for Captain Howdy, how did you get in the mind of your character? How did the voice come out as well? I mean, is there anything behind that well, we may not know?
Okay, let us not forget that Mercedes McCambridge did most of the voice, the Oscar-winning actress. As in reality, there were like four of us that put together the character of Reagan. There was, of course, Linda. There was me. There was Mercedes McCambridge, who did most of the voice, and then there was a separate girl who did the spider walk. And the magic of Billy Freakin, or the talent of Billy Freakin, was that he combined us all together, and everybody saw the movie and thought there was only one person. What I did, especially before the screen test, not knowing what a demon was really like, I thought the closest I could come to a demon would be wild animals. You know, and that kind of roar and the eyes that if you see a wolf or something like that. So I did a lot of research in the library, and I looked up wild animals, and I went into my room, and I closed the door, and I lit some candles, and I just created some wild animals in my mind, and that's what I used. And then I did funny things, because there's a spitting scene in The Exorcist that she spits. She spits like a man, not like a woman, because, you know, women just go, and men do that whole globule thing. So we used to have shades, and I pulled down the shade, and I I drew a bullseye on it, and I practiced spitting like a man. It was fun stuff, you know? But, yeah, it was the wild animals that I tried to connect to. That I thought were the most demon-like things that I could think about.
Yeah, and again, you can see Eileen's performance as Pazuzu, and the Blu-ray is out. It's been out since October 5th, actually, but it's out in stores, especially this weekend. Those of you who haven't gotten on to get it, why not? Go out there.
Yeah.
Perfect
yeah,
weekend
have
for
you.
It.
Listen, if you guys have Blu-rays machines, go out and see if you can get the Blu-ray. It's really worth it, and the extras are really fun. And, you know, when you see me at a show, I can autograph it for you. But go pick up either one of those DVDs. It's really worth it. It's worth having that in your collection. And, you know, by the way, I always like to say this, just to say this, that I didn't stop working when I did The Exorcist. I've been very lucky, and I've never stopped working up until the time I did Halloween 2. Mm-hmm. I guess it was, God, a year and a half ago now. And then I did another movie, if you guys really like my work and think it's fun, and did a movie called Freeway Killer, which is about a real-life serial killer named William Bonin, who picked up kids along the freeway in California and killed 43 people. And I've been told that I pay his alcoholic, chain-smoking, hypochondriac, drama queen mother. And I've been told it's the second best mother next to Joan Crawford in Mommy Dearest. It's a lot of fun. And you can get it. I mean, I thought that was amazing. You can get it, you know, on Netflix, and you can get it on Amazon and stuff like that. It's called Freeway Killer. And, yeah, so I just always like to tell people that I'm still working. They don't think The Exorcist is the only, you know, the all and being of my career.
Yeah, I mean, it is the role that you're going to be most known for anyway. But I was going to ask you, actually, if you can tell us about anything
that's
coming up.
I mean, look, like, you know, The Exorcist, I've been able to go to England twice, and I'm going to London again next month, and I'm going to Germany, and I just went to Spain. I mean, I'm so grateful for The Exorcist that, you know, I'm just blessed to have been in this film and to have done the work and to be still talking about it like 36 years later. I think it's incredible.
Yeah. Like I said, is there any new project that you have coming up that you can tell us about?
Oh, is there any what?
Any new projects you have coming up that you can tell us about?
I'm attached to a bunch of projects. There's something called Stingy Jack that we're going to shoot in Canada, which is it's a fun film about a town that doesn't celebrate Halloween anymore because every time they celebrate Halloween, bad things happen. And a family moves into the town, and they say, heck, with that, we're going to celebrate Halloween. And then all kinds of bad things happen. And then another film that I'm just really close to getting financing on that I'm going to star in and produce is called Lullaby by a screenwriter named Edward Romero. No relation to George. And that's very close to Misery, about a woman who saves a child, a 17-year-old girl who's 8.5 months pregnant and takes her home. And you find out that my character wants a baby more than anything in the world and will do anything to get it. And another film called Pray to God, and another film called Dead Girls Don't Cry. So all these things are just popping up for me. Oh, another film. Oh, Bobby Will Kill Me. it's two films. They're called Hollow Point, which is about werewolves, and another one called Witch's Playground, where I play the witch. How's that?
Definitely keep
for an answer. I'm going to be very
busy. That's great,
busy.
Actually. Keeping busy, obviously, not just...
I hope they don't all shoot at the same time. I'll be very unhappy.
Yeah.
Okay,
none
so
of these are...
Everybody that's listening, to go to the Old Town Haunt tonight and to write me on Facebook and go to my webpage.
And this is in Pasadena, right?
Yeah.
It's in Pasadena. It's in Old Town Pasadena. And I've gone there the last 2 years, and it's really, really a fun haunt.
Yeah. So, again,
me
and this is a weekend
expert,
to do
course,
it. So we're talking to Eileen Dietz, actress who played Captain Howdy, Pazuzu, the demon in The Exorcist. One of many, but fantastic work in that. Eileen, again, thanks a lot for coming on and talking to us a little bit about The Exorcist.
Okay, and call me anytime, even if it's not Halloween. If you just want me to come up and talk about stuff, I'm always available.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk to you again, and have a happy Halloween.
And you guys all have a happy, safe Halloween out there.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. The demon. Oh. And the phone held up.
Yeah.
Possessed.
I mean, you are right. I mean, as far as, you know, her character, she played such an iconic character that really her role in The Exorcist, even, you know, Pazuzu, Captain Howdy, it is one of the highest films, groundbreaking films of the horror genre scene. And I don't think anything has ever came to that close to setting up the ball, you know, changing it the way they did.
Set the bar pretty high.
Yeah.
What Richard Donner's Superman movie did for comic book movies nowadays, Sam Raimi, even Christopher Nolan in his Dark Knight and Batman Begins to a degree, they are going to be measured to that one always.
Yeah.
Because that one was perfect. It was a great movie, but it was also a great movie for Superman fans, comic fans. And this one, every horror movie is going to be measured up to this one. Matter of fact, there is one that's sort of becoming a tradition now.
Yeah.
The Saw movies.
Mm-hmm.
This one, Saw 3D, that's out right now in theaters. This one is supposed to be the last one. But then so was the last Final Destination. And we have a new one this year.
Yeah.
So however many people go, that'll determine if it is the last one or not. But that one, even Saw, even The Ring and all the ones that have come out since are always going to be measured up against The Exorcist.
Yes.
When we had Ashley Bell on. It was, you know, great conversation we had with her, but it was hanging in the background. Linda Blair, her performance as the Exorcist, because especially any exorcism movie is always going to be measured up to this one.
Yes.
Just like any other horror film is always going to be measured up to this one. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, every time we have Eileen on, when she talks about how she likes to point out that she wasn't Linda Blair's body double. Which she wasn't. She wasn't the stunt double. She wasn't any of that.
Yeah.
She was actually, because at the time, Linda Blair was too young to perform the scenes that Eileen was used for.
Yes.
And, she was also the stunt. There was a stunt double, as she mentioned, that did the spider walk. Forgot to ask her, actually she mentioned the things she did. I don't think she did. You know,
she didn't do the voice.
No. The voice was
someone
Mercedes,
else.
Mercedes McCambridge.
Uh huh.
It's a big long story. Everybody knows that one. That one also. But the Ellen Burstyn's character, Chris McNeil, the mom.
Uh huh.
When she first walks in, and the masturbation scene, that one that really shocked everyone when you saw that in the theaters,
yeah,
way back on December 26th, 1973, of all days to release it on. I forgot to ask Eileen if she's the one that played that scene where she's grabbing her, punching her, and throwing the mom across the room.
I think so, yeah. Actually, when she was on the show before talking, she talked about that scene. That's her favorite scene. Actually playing that scene, that was her favorite. She played, yeah, and she, you know, everyone's gonna know her for that scene as well, the masturbation scene. One of the most iconic parts of the film.
Which I think I remember she told us last time she was on, that was the reason why they hired her.
Yeah.
Like I said, Linda Blair was too young to be used for that scene.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Visit from Captain Howdy.
Yes.
The scariest movie of all time on the scariest holiday of all year.
Yes.
Halloween. So let's take a break. Catch our breaths. Make sure the phone is working. You guys jump on 888 go for it. 888-463-6748. You can call in. We'll end the shows by getting your ghost stories, your Halloween memories, anything you want. And like I said, Saw 3D is out today.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was a midnight and 8 p.m. showings, and you know, it's been showing all night, basically. Any of you who have seen it and want to give us a review, don't spoil it too much, but want to give us a review, go ahead and call that same number. 888 go for it. 888-463-6748. You can do that. Tell us. If you are going to give spoilers, warn us. Tell us spoiler alert, you know, because there are some people who haven't seen it yet.
And
they do want to see it tonight because it is the weekend for it. So
we'll
do that. Start dialing. Send us the emails, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. We'll be right back.
The Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.
Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth.
All right, look, here's the deal.
And now, more of the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
I forgot to introduce you to...
Here's Henry and Romo.
Welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show, the Halloween party. Just talked to Captain Howdy, Pazuzu.
Yes.
The demon from The Exorcist, actress Eileen Deeds. Had a lot of fun with her. I always do when she comes on.
Yeah, that Halloween theme song right there is one of the scariest songs for me, personally.
Really? It
brings me back some horror moments in my life where I had many nightmares with that movie. And also the kids behind me.
Scared them too.
Yeah, sure did.
You mean this one does nothing for you?
Uh-oh.
That one does nothing for you?
You know, a lot of those what made those movies back in the day in the 80s with the slasher films is the music. I mean, not to say that...
Not the blood and the guts flying at you?
No, like I said, there was another element that they added in the 80s and even taken from the 70s, but it was the music itself, the composition... That the themes of the songs, the themes of these movies that we all know. I mean, it's kind of funny. You never would think that the killer himself would have his own theme song. Yeah, who would know that?
But and it's not sung by Bill Murray either.
Yeah,
it's not the theme song. So anyway, taking your calls, 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. The ghosts seem to have gone away. I think my son scared him with his Ghostbuster costume. They seem to have gone away. The phones are working now. You can shoot the emails, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. 888-GOPHER is the phone number, 888-463-6748. Couple of things. One, like I said, Saw 3D is out today.
I wonder if Jigsaw has its theme song.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But like I said, if you guys have seen it,
yes.
Don't give too much away, but go ahead and tell us, yes, it's good, or nah, I'll wait for next year, because you know another one is coming. Even though this one is supposed to be the last one. So on the phone, we have Teta. Teta, you there?
Hey, what's up?
How's it going? Happy Halloween.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine.
Happy Halloween. I've got a little bit of trivia for you. John Carpenter actually wrote that music.
The Halloween one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he
I
also
think
wrote.
That's pretty awesome. Very old school.
From one of my favorite movies.
All, like,
Big Trouble in Little China. I'm not that old.
I was just going to say Big Trouble in Little China. Totally.
Yeah, he's sang
a great
it too.
So, Jigsaw does have his own music too.
What is it?
Well, the tune?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go watch Saw 3D. You'll hear it. I'm going to do this soon. Go watch Saw 3D, though. Oh, my God. It was so amazing. I watched the very first show. I was blown away. It was shot in 3D, so it just, I mean, the tagline is that the traps come alive, and they really, really super do. So it was just, oh, my God, amazing. And I can't believe you just had Captain Howdy on the show. That's, like, mind-blowing.
Yeah, now, let me ask you about that. First of all, was this filmed in 3D or was it post-converted?
It was filmed in 3D.
So does it work for Saw?
Oh, my God, does it work. It works so great. And so a little background on it. They were going to do 7 and 8 as separate films, but they put them together. And so I'll try not to do any spoilers, but I will say that anyone who's a fan of the franchise will be psyched. Like, you know, 1, 2, and 3 were really solid. 4, 5, and 6 were kind of like, meh. You know, it's just it became rote at that point. But a fan will be super impressed. And, oh, my God, it ties up all the loose ends. So I don't know what they would do next. But I know they'll think of something if they have a good return at the box office.
Yeah, so you're an archive. You think this is not going to be the last one?
I hope, above hope, that it's not the last. I'm such a fan. But, if it is, this is fine. They wrapped it up really well.
Hey, Teta, judging by the audience last night, would you expect that they're going to be having a third one? I mean, continuing it? Was there a lot of people in the movie theater as well?
Well, I went to the first showing, and the Giants game was still on. So because they're at the World Series, I'll just put it this way. I got whatever seat I wanted. It was not packed.
All right, I see. So I'll have to wait over the weekend to see, you know, the actual box office it's going to bring in. Do you have any spoilers to tell us?
Spoilers.
Wait. You don't want to do that.
Why?
Light spoilers. Because not everybody's seen it.
Light spoilers. Well, everybody can see from the preview that Dr. Gordon is back in the movie. Jigsaw is still dead. what else could I tell you? They really wrapped it up.
Okay. So,
but, I mean, I can give you real spoilers, but I don't think you want that. Everybody should just go watch it. It's amazing. I can't believe anybody wants to see that awful Paranormal Activity crap. Saw is so good. So good.
Yeah, tell me why you don't like Paranormal Activity 2. I'm just more curious to know that.
You know what it is? It's trite. It's just like you guys are talking to the Exorcist. Captain Howdy character, Lady Eileen Deep. Nothing. It's like, don't bother. Do not bother to make another exorcism movie. Just give it up. Let Exorcist be what it is, and don't bother. Paranormal Activity is like, God, it kind of reminds me of that Blair Witch crap. It's like, you know, it's just shot poorly. It's not exciting. It's not thrilling. It's really more about like you're so bored that when something finally does happen. It's the jump in your heart is that you can't believe that you're not dying from ennui. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I see. So pretty much it seems like you're a big fan of Saw, so would there be something for me? I mean, me personally, it's been a while since I've seen it. Is there any cool, let's just say, 3D ripping of the body parts? Let's just say any arms flying everywhere? I mean, body parts?
Yes, full satisfaction. You get body parts, blood, parts of Traps, everything gets thrown in your face. It's really, really done well. And the fact that they shot it in 3D, they, you know, they were anticipating it. And you do feel like you're in the room, with even when they're just in dialogue scenes. Oh, awesome. Just awesome. Everybody should see it. It's like the best. And no, I don't work for Saw. Oh, but I do have a shop that everybody should come to.
What's that?
Teddy Hughes on Polk Street. But this is nationwide, right? So in San Francisco, go to Teddy Hughes on Polk Street next to Bob's Donuts. It's awesome. But not as awesome as Saw 3D. Seriously. Oh, my God. So good. I'm going to watch it like 50 times before it's out of the theaters. But, yeah, you guys are going to watch it?
Yeah, I know I am. I mean, I have to. I mean, it's Saw in 3D. Yeah, oh, let me ask you this. How do you feel about it being filmed in 3D? You know, the whole 3D explosion. That just
the 3D explosion can be kind of cheesy, right? You know, it's like certain movies don't need it. Horror movies, I think, is a really good fit, especially this kind of like gore fest. It's a really good fit for that. It's a good fit for kids' cartoons, probably. You know, they have lots of adventure scenes, but that's pretty much it. Like, it's kind of weird. They just want to, you know, raise the price on the tickets, basically. So that's why everybody's doing it. But like something like Pirates of the Caribbean 4, that does not need to be 3D.
No.
But yeah,
neither does Transformers, by the way. But hey, we're getting it in 3D. So again, Ted, thanks a lot for telling us a little bit about, not too much about Saw 3D. It is out in theaters, and she says everybody go see it.
Yeah.
Everybody has to see it. Oh my God.
Yeah. So Ted, thanks a lot, and have a happy Halloween.
You too. Happy Halloween. Bye.
Bye bye. You are going to see it? You do want to see it?
Yeah, I do. One thing I realized is I never really got into Saw at all.
I did.
You did?
Well, I liked the first one. Second one was okay, but the first one stands alone.
Yeah.
The second, third, and especially the other ones, that's where it lost me.
The first one is the one I've seen. And once they started doing, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, going up to 7, even like right now, for me, it turned me away. Kind of like how the same way that Scream did. You know, the first one was great, but 2 and 3 were just horrible. It seems like whenever a horror film tries to make, you know, tries to continue the movie itself and making sequels, and it just never really never got my attention. Kind of like how Halloween never got my attention. I mean, the first one did, but not, you know, the sequels that came after it.
Okay, so let's take a break. And we'll come back, wrap it up, the Halloween party, get ready for the real Halloween on Sunday.
Yeah.
But you guys can jump in if you can. We'll take it really quick. If you got a story, 888, go for it. 888-463-6748. We seem to have scared, probably my son with the Ghostbusters costume, scared away the ghosts. So the phones are working. Emails are working too. I think you guys have a couple. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Shoot them in real quick. We'll take a break, come back, and get to those, and get ready for the real trick-or-treating.
The Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.
This is the future.
TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
The first step on the road back to reality.
You're listening to the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
Something strange right next to me. It's Romo and Damien. Welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show. Couldn't be Halloween if we play that song, right?
Right, I agree.
Actually, that was for my son. He's, like I said, he's wearing his Ghostbusters costume. That's what he's going to be for Halloween. Seems to have scared the ghost away, so really quickly, if you guys want to try to get in, 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. Have got a couple good stories. The emails, you guys have one there?
Yeah, I got one. Ricky88 writes to me, say, my favorite movie of all time is Nightmare on Elm Street. I think Freddy Krueger sets the bar for slasher films. And he asked me this as well. Do you think they should have a world series of slasher films? Meaning they should have Michael, Freddy, Jason, and Leatherface all in one movie. And yeah, I was thinking, and that's it. So he's like, what do you think, Romo? I don't know. I'm actually kind of curious to see how they'll do that. But if you could write a
Freddy versus Jason didn't do too well. So I don't know.
Right, but I see where he's going at. But if you could write a script and you know maybe if you have your own personal way of telling it, I don't know how it's gonna fit though. That's the point.
But it's got to be in 3D.
There you go. Right. It does have to be in 3D. I mean, I'm not really sure what he means by the World Cup of slash. I mean, as far as if all of them are in the same film killing each other, or are they killing people? You know what I mean? Because Freddy and Jason, they were fighting against each other.
I never saw it. What was that about?
I saw it, but again, I forgot.
There you go. That's how good it was. What, you saw it, Dave?
Yeah, you know what? I saw a little bit of it. It was kind of cheesy to me, man, to tell you the truth. It just, you know, it was... You know,
basically, it was two movies in one.
The anticipation of it just—I mean, it really didn't meet its.
It was anticlimactic.
Yeah, exactly. And it just really—I saw
it was kids, wasn't it? Kids at a camp, and again, they were at.
They were like at a party, I believe, or something like that. And then, like, I guess
it was Freddy Krueger's plot and Jason's plot in one.
Right. That's all it was.
Kids, you know, obviously Jason. He gets into your dreams, and that's how he kills you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know. Did I say Freddy or Jason? Or, you know, Jason, yeah. He never dies, so it's...
Does it really matter?
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, there hasn't been a really good slasher in a movie in a while, so...
Yeah, what is that? The Freddy one that we saw? You saw him at WonderCon? Nightmare on Elm Street? That one tried. None of us went to see it.
Yeah. I saw it.
On the panel, I wasn't even interested, quite honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, and just like Damien said, oh, it's Jackie Earle Haley who's playing Freddy. Okay, that's cool, but okay, we've seen Freddy before.
Yeah.
It's not like he's playing Rorschach or anything.
Besides, Robert Englund just did such a great job. He made that character his. And so for Jackie to come in and try to do something that Robert did,
right.
it doesn't sit right. And not to mention, Robert is still around, so it doesn't make sense why he didn't appear in this one.
Maybe he got tired of the movie itself.
Maybe he probably did get tired of it, but you know, it just that's his.
Freddy got tired. How do you think we feel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. That is the Halloween show. Let's get ready for the real trick or treat on Sunday. And don't forget AMC, The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Check your listings, but The Walking Dead. Put your DVRs on. I know you guys are gonna be out trick or treating or whatever, but you gotta watch this one.
Yes.
Before we go, let's go back in time. We had a fun one that day. But Mike Berkey was on from RomitaMan.com, Jeff Dwyer, Ghost Hunter's Guide to San Francisco, Todd Kent from the Comic Book Literacy Documentary DVD, not out in stores, but support him. It's up on GeeksWeGotAShow.com. Scott Marcano, Mr. Diablo, The Unwanted, Bob Gale, Claudia Wells, James Tolkien, Stephen Clark. I'm Back to the Future Day. That was a fun one, like I said.
Yes, it was.
Richard Starkings from Elephant Men, Eric Origin and Gongolin from The Adventures of Unemployed Man. You guys like that one. David Talbot talked to us about Devil Dog and a little bit of World Series talk also. And, of course, Eileen Dietz a few minutes ago, Captain Howdy. And all you guys that called in and sent us your email, thanks a lot. Again, be safe. Get a lot of candy. Parents, make sure you taste it before your kids do just to make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
And have fun. Now, can't leave without playing this one. No, not Thriller. Any Halloween show is not complete until you play Monster Man.
Yes.
So, have a happy Halloween. We'll talk to you on Monday.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom and the vampire's.